Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It was a heated U.S. Senate debate last night between the incumbent Senator Ed Markey and his Democratic primary challenger, Congressman Joe Kennedy. With 5 weeks to go before the primary, there are virtually no policy differences between the two, but they found plenty to argue about, from their records to endorsements to who's the most progressive. Joining us this morning is WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, who's here to tell us about the debate. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Bob.
So it sure sounds like this race is getting pretty nasty, Anthony. Is that right? And tell us what stood out to you last night.
Yeah, it is right. And last night they were both on the attack. Kennedy's main argument is that he represents a new generation of leadership and that Markey just isn't present enough in Massachusetts, and that it's not enough just to have a bunch of votes to put you on the right side of most issues. So here's Kennedy early in the debate making the case that he campaigned hard to help Democrats win back the House in the 2018 midterm elections.
I went around the country trying to campaign for other Democrats so that we could regain control and pass a progressive agenda. Senator Markey, by his own campaign's admission, went nowhere. But he wasn't at home either. You talk to folks around Western Massachusetts, you talk to folks across communities like Roxbury and Dorchester and Mattapan and Springfield and Worcester, and he wasn't there. There is so much more that is needed at this moment than just somebody that files the right bill and says that that's enough.
Okay, thank you, Congressman.
All right, that's Congressman Joe Kennedy. Anthony, how did Ed Markey make his case for reelection last night, and what's his major line of attack against Kennedy?
Well, Markey's main pitch is that he has a long record of successful progressive leadership. And this goes way back to the nuclear freeze movement in the 1980s. More recently, he co-sponsored Medicare for All, the Green New Deal with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. He pushed for net neutrality and LGBTQ rights. And his main case against Kennedy is that the congressman doesn't have a credible record as a progressive, that he's shifted his positions over time for political reasons. So, for example, he points out that after Kennedy graduated from law school, he went to work for Cape and Islands District Attorney Michael O'Keefe, a tough law and order conservative. Also, that he opposed legalization of marijuana, among other issues. So here's Markey.
Back in 2015, he actually voted to send military weapons to the streets of our country for the police. Now he says that he doesn't take that position any longer. Is that conviction? Or is it political convenience which has led to the change of the position of the congressman?
Now, Bob, Kennedy, for his part, has pointed out that Markey, too, has recanted some of his past positions, including his vote in favor of the Iraq War, as one example.
All right, Anthony, let's get back to the issue of how much time Markey spends in the state. Last night, Kennedy again brought up the charge that's dogged Markey in the past, that he spends more time in his Maryland home than he does in Massachusetts. It came up in a big way last night.
Yeah, that's right. And this was an awkward moment for Markey because in the last debate, he said he'd release his travel records, but he hasn't. So reporter Allison King really pressed him on this.
My campaign is providing that information. It will be out there for the public to be able to see.
What has taken you so long to come?
Again, I just don't fight for Massachusetts. I deliver for Massachusetts.
And Bob, this led to one of the more spirited exchanges in the debate, with Kennedy saying that being in the state matters because being close to and hearing directly from citizens matters. Markey pushed back, says he's in the state a lot, which is why lots of mayors, including Boston Mayor Marty Walsh and a number of other local officials, have endorsed him.
In the congressman's own congressional district, his own congressional district, 19 of the state representatives and state senators are endorsing me, only four who know him best in his own congressional district are endorsing him.
This is why we need change, because it is a Washington thing to think that endorsement of elected officials means credibility and means success. That is the politics of the past, and it does not work.
Senator,
I
can't
say that he traveled around the state and no one said I was doing the job.
All right. Clearly, Anthony, disagreement there on that issue. So in the big picture, with just 5 weeks to go before primary day at the beginning of September, where do you think this race stands between these two guys?
Well, as I've been saying from the beginning, it's a tough race for Massachusetts Democrats to process in a way because, you know, despite all of the heat in these debates, Markey and Kennedy agree on just about all major issues. So, you know, the question is, do you give credit to Markey for being one of Washington's most consistent progressives, or do you buy Kennedy's argument that Markey's part of this old system that got us to where we are today and that it's time for new leadership? In terms of where the race stands, the most recent poll gives the edge to Kennedy, but that poll was done months ago before the pandemic, and it was just an edge. Recent fundraising numbers give a slight edge to Markey. So as of today, it looks like a close race, and the primary is just 5 weeks away.
That's right. The clock is ticking on this, and WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks will stay on top of the contest. Anthony, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Bob.